No, I'm absolutely overwhelmed. I mean, I was flabbergasted when I got the email confirming that I'd been nominated for an award, let alone two. I'm actually up for Yorkshire Media Personality and the Kate Granger Award as well. So, yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe it.
So two awards you've been nominated for, Yorkshire Media Personality and the Kate Granger Outstanding Achievement Award. Have you looked at the other nominees? Have you got, like, a bit of tough competition?
Oh, there's some very tough competition. I mean, Yorkshire in itself, you know, is competition. I mean, some fantastic people come out of Yorkshire and we all contribute and help each other. It's a great community. It's a great region to live in, I think.
So tell us a little bit about why you've been nominated. Why has someone put you up for two awards here, Ryan?
Well, I do. I mean, I've done a lot for charity. I've been doing things, fundraising for charity since I was 7 years old. I was born with a rare heart defect at the age of four. That's when I found out that, you know, it was life-threatening. And my mum and dad had to go through a pretty tough ordeal back then. And they had to make a decision of an operation, which I actually had at Killingbeck Hospital in Leeds, which was a heart surgery. And I managed to survive. Overall, I managed to survive the operation. And ever since then, you know, I've always wanted to contribute and give something back to the less fortunate, because I'm just blessed and happy to be here for a second chance at life, really. So that's the way I perceive things.
Okay, and you do a lot of work in the media yourself, which is, I'd imagine, why you're up for the Yorkshire Media Personality. Lots of hosting events and that sort of thing. Flamingoland, I think I've seen you at a few times.
Yes, correct. I host all the Party in the Parks at Flamingoland. I do quite a lot of different things. I used to do a lot of Minster FM and other radio stations, which, you know...
Never heard of them. No idea.
But, you know, the media personality means so much to me, because helping people is something that I've always done, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's something which I've worked and devoted a lot of time and effort into, either on local telly or radio or across social media and at Flamingoland Resort during the Party in the Parks, just basically trying to keep everybody smiling, everybody entertained and, you know, everybody on a good vibe, really.
Now, these awards, I was talking to Ben yesterday, and these awards are voted on by the general public, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So how you can do it, you can go onto their website, which is the Yorkshire Choice Awards. And the Yorkshire Choice Awards, it aims to, like, honour the region's most inspirational local organisations, entrepreneurs, individuals, media personalities. It's a great, great event, and it's fantastic for the region. It's actually in aid of St Gemma's Hospice in Leeds. I believe the organisers, I think it's Melanie and Joe, have raised about £20,000 for local charities in the last 2 years, you know, which is, it's absolutely amazing.
No, that is spectacular. A great charity they're working for there in St Gemma's Hospice, no doubt about that. So for people to vote for you, if they're listening and they know who you are and they know Ryan, they've seen you at Flamingoland, see you at different other events, they just need to go onto the website. It's pretty easy just to vote for you.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's one vote per IP address online. You just go onto their website, you look at the nominees and you choose who you want to win, basically. It's quite a simple concept. I think last year saw about 260,000 votes around the region, you know, which is phenomenal. You know, I don't expect anything from anybody, but it'd be lovely to bring on the bacon back to Moulton. I'm the only person in North Yorkshire to be nominated for Media Personality. Leeds are dominating. But I do have a big fan base in Leeds, and I've done a lot of gigs in Leeds, and I'm pretty good friends with a very famous DJ from Leeds called Tom Zanetti, which I'm sure you're all aware of.
So yeah, yeah, no, big Leeds fan, yeah.
Yeah, and I support Leeds United, so there's another good reason to...
There we go. Ticks every box, Ryan. Ticks every box.
That's
you're preaching to the converted over here, I think,
together.
Now.
Let's do this. Yeah, that's it.
Well, listen,
right. But, I mean, I also do a lot for, like, mental health awareness, which these days... you know, there used to be a big stigma attached with. I've actually got ADHD myself. You know, which I'm quite thankful to, really, because it's given me the charisma and the drive to do things which I do. I mean, we think things, you know, more things before breakfast than most people do all day. So. And do things as well. I mean.
Yeah, I can imagine. Listen, we wish you all the very best with it. Good luck. When are the actual awards themselves? When's the ceremony?
The ceremony is on the 13th of April. and it's at the Centenary Pavilions at Elland Road in Leeds.
All right, just around the corner here. So,
just around the corner.
Get onto the website, Yorkshire Choice Awards. Google them and make sure you're voting for Ryan Swain in the Yorkshire Choice Awards. Ryan, thanks very much. Good luck with it, and I hope you do well on the night.
Thank you very much, Darren. And who knows, it could be you next year.
I seriously doubt it.